finance and economics. Apart, together. The world economy has entered a new era, that of the hermit consumer.
In some ways, COVID-19 was a blip. After soaring in 2020, unemployment across the rich world quickly dropped to pre-pandemic lows. Countries reattained their pre-COVID GDP in short order. And yet, more than 2 years after lockdowns were lifted, at least one change is enduring. Consumer habits across the rich world have shifted decisively and perhaps permanently. Welcome to the age of the hermit. Before COVID, the share of consumer spending devoted to services was rising steadily. As societies became richer, they sought more luxury experiences, healthcare, and financial planning. Then in 2020, spending on services, from hotel stays to haircuts, collapsed. With people spending more time at home, demand for goods jumped, with a rush for computer equipment and exercise bikes. 3 years on, the share of spending devoted to services remains below its pre-COVID level. Relative to its pre-COVID trend, the decline is sharper still. Rich world consumers are spending around $600 billion a year less on services than you might have expected in 2019. In particular, people are less interested in leisure activities that take place outside the home, including hospitality and recreation. Money is being redirected to goods, ranging from durables like chairs and fridges to things such as clothes, food and wine. In countries that spent less time in lockdown, hermit habits have not become ingrained. Elsewhere, though, the behaviour looks pathological. In the Czech Republic, which was whacked by COVID, the services share is 3 percentage points below trend. America is not far off. Japan has witnessed a 50% decline in restaurant bookings for client entertainment and other business purposes. Pity the drunken salaryman staggering around Tokyo's pleasure districts. He is an endangered species. At first glance, the figures are difficult to reconcile with the anecdotes. Isn't it harder than ever to get a table at a restaurant? Yet the true source of the crowding is not sky-high demand, but constrained supply. These days, fewer people want to work in hospitality. In America, employment in the industry remains lower than in 2019. And pandemic disruption means many new hotels and restaurants that would have opened in 2020 and 2021 never did. The number of hotels in Britain, at around 10,000, has not grown since 2019.